you go. There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist. Nationalist. Use that word.
It's a loaded term with racial undertones, sometimes associated with the alt-right. And it's the latest example of Trump returning to the same vitriolic playbook that helped him win the White House in 2016. In the past few days, the president has hit the campaign trail with a list of claims for which he has offered zero evidence. He said criminals and unknown Middle Easterners were among the migrant caravan. He said Democrats want to turn America into Venezuela. He said Californians have been, quote, rioting over sanctuary cities. The Washington Post framed it this way, quote, President Trump has settled on a strategy of fear laced with falsehoods and racially tinged rhetoric to help lift his party to victory in the coming midterms.
Power-hungry globalists. You know what a globalist is, right? You know what a globalist is. A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist.
That's the building of our country right there, Mr. Cutting. Americans are burning.
I don't see no Americans. I see trespassers. Irish harps do a job for a nickel what a nick does for a dime and a white man used to get a quarter for. What have they done? Name one thing they've contributed.
Votes.
Votes, you say? They vote how the Archbishop tells them, and who tells the Archbishop? Their king in the pointy hat what sits on his throne in Rome.
Bill's got mixed feelings as regards the Irish.
Bill, deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis. And there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? By giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
You're a great one for the fighting, Bill, I know. But you can't fight forever.
I can go down doing it.
And you will.
Oh, I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. And for this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too. I hate the glorious Union, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the striped banner, I fit it all I could. I rode with Robert E. Lee for 3 years thereabout. Got wounded in four places and I starved at Point Lookout. I caught the rheumatism a-camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees and I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish they were 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight them now no more. But I ain't gonna love them, now that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed and I do not give a damn. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. And I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done.
I interviewed Bannon tonight, and he was very, very pleased Trump used the word nationalist. The Washington Post's Robert Costa tweeted, quote, "The president's embrace of the word nationalist tonight is a marker, the culmination of many years of resisting the label, which at first he saw as a Bannon Breitbart thing and a loaded far-right label that was an odd fit for a combative New York ex-Dem turned immigration hawk. Trump used to wave me off in 2015 and 16 whenever I bring up the term nationalism or populism. He hated them." And as the Access Hollywood tape confirmed Trump's misogyny and the good people on both sides comment affirmed his sympathy toward racists, the nationalist embrace confirms his commitment to isolationism and his affinity for authoritarianism, loudly rebuked by presidents and party leaders who've come before him.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces bringing us together. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism, forgetting the dynamism that immigration has always brought to America.
To abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership, and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past.
A politics of fear and resentment and retrenchment takes hold. And demagogues promise simple fixes. They start undermining norms that ensure accountability and try to change the rules to entrench their power further. And they appeal to racial nationalism that's barely veiled, if veiled at all. Sound familiar?
Over the course of the year, over the course of a number of years, they've intercepted many people from the Middle East. They've intercepted ISIS. They've intercepted all sorts of people. They've intercepted a lot of different people. But among the people they've intercepted very recently are people from the Middle East. No, they intercept. Well, they could very well be.
But there's no proof.
There's no proof of anything. There's no proof of anything. But they could very well be.
It is a crazy phenomenon, this car now. But you know what, women? You are beautiful to me. You're beautiful. Every one of you is beautiful. That's all the time we need to make America great again. Make America great again.
I'm being evicted like a South African farmer. I won the popular vote. This is white genocide. White genocide. I'll call the Electoral College. They like me. Where's the nuclear football? Give me the nuclear football. What's the number? 867-530. Whoa, a truck!
Knock the crap out of him, would you?
Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees.
You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
I had heard that he body slammed a reporter.
Today's Democrat Party, the radical Democrats, is held hostage by left-wing haters, angry mobs,
angry mobs,
angry mob,
angry mob,
angry mobs,
the mob,
left-wing anarchists,
deep state radicals.
You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what they've become.
They had a blue wave, we're gonna have a red wave. And it's gonna be coming out of our ears and coming out of our wherever.
So incredible.
so incredible. Because we're going to win Wisconsin. We're going to win Pennsylvania. We're going to win Namibia. We're going to win Narnia. We're going to separate families equally. Separate, but equal.
Hold on one second. Okay, wait.
No collusion. The president can do whatever he wants. Alternative facts, alternative facts. Oh, no, yeah. Collusion. Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm doing vocal warm-ups.
I'm never going to die, folks. I'm never going to die. That's right. Forever. I'm going to live forever.
There's no proof of anything. There's no proof of anything. But they could very well be.
In Montana, the president taking a moment to address another blow-up, praising Montana Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte for body-slamming a reporter last year.
Greg is smart. And by the way, never wrestle him. You understand that? Never.
In May 2017, Guardian journalist Ben Jacobs said Gianforte assaulted him during an event for asking a question about health care, breaking his glasses.
We'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
have to speak right with now. Shane, please.
But you don't.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
But Trump's praise for Gianforte is especially gross after the murder of Washington Post columnist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared after walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 3 weeks ago. And yet on Friday, after a series of lies and a sham investigation, the Saudis released a truly absurd account of Khashoggi's death.
Saudi Arabia now publicly confirming that the Saudi journalist and Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi is dead. In a middle-of-the-night announcement, officials in Riyadh said he died as a result of a physical altercation inside the Saudi consulate.
State prosecutors say the Saudi writer, last seen walking into the consulate to get papers for his upcoming wedding, got into a fist fight inside that led to his death.
That's insane. They're claiming he got into a fist fight while he was trying to get paperwork for his wedding. No one, and I mean no one, is dumb enough to believe the Saudi explanation.
U.S. President Trump says he believes the Saudi explanation, calling it a good first step.
There's no proof of anything. There's no proof of anything. But they could very well be.
The president was celebrating violence against a reporter and standing by the Saudis. It's a protection racket. If you pay them off, they'll protect you. There's even a word for that. It's called
the mob.
I can't sleep.
The Lord sometimes challenges us, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't never sleep too much.
Are things down for you right now?
You know how I stayed alive this long? All these years.
Do you understand?
I have to sleep with one eye open. I only got one eye, right?
I drink your water. I drink it up. Every day.
Somebody steals from me, I cut off his hands. He offends me, I cut out his tongue. He rises against me, I cut off his head, stick it on a pike. Raise it high up so all in the streets can see. That's what preserves the order of things.
That's only fair.
Fear.
Say it like you mean it.
Fear.
Say it like it's your sermon.
Fear.
That's wonderful.
The spectacle of fearsome acts.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a straw, watch it. And my straw reaches across the room. And starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Whatever takes your fancy, my young friend.
Drainage. Drainage.
Oh, you got a murderous rage in you, and I like it.
Drainage.
Oh, it's life boiling up inside of you. It's good.
They should have put you in a glass jar. Mantelpiece. You're just the afterbirth slithered out on your mother's filth, you boy. You can sit down again.
the finest beating I ever took.
There's no proof of anything. There's no proof of anything. But they could very well be.
Yes. Yes.
Who's there?
Yes.
Is anyone here? Kanye, is that you?
Quiet down.
If this is some kind of fake news, then...
Quiet! What's this? The Great Pumpkin? At a loss for words?
I don't like this.
I don't care what you like. I've been watching you, and I don't like what I've seen. Yes.
Yes? What?
Yes is the answer to your question. Russia, tax evasion, Saddam-level nepotism, environmental devastation, buffoonery, idiocy, disregard for the rule of law. Now, turning your back on the murder of your countrymen. You'll pay for it, Donnie. He's coming for you.
Who is?
You know who it is, Donnie. Say it. Say it.
A new report from Bloomberg says the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is pressing the special counsel Robert Mueller to wrap up his Russia probe. The core findings could be delivered, according to Bloomberg, shortly after the midterm elections. The report would render judgments on two key aspects of the overall Russia inquiry. One, whether there was any clear incidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump 2016 campaign. And two, whether the president took any actions that would constitute an obstruction of justice.
I saw Daddy on the tape, same as everyone else.
The deposition tape.
Mm-hmm.
We have other copies of that.
He vanished. Donald Trump has been missing since 2024. 6 years now.
He left. He's gone. He took the midnight bus to Georgetown, like the song.
When was the beginning of the end?
Well, I guess it was 2018 when the Democrats took the House and made Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez the speaker.
And chair of Ways and Means. And oversight in banking and foreign affairs, and starting pitcher on the softball team.
The new Democratic-led Congress announcing their intentions to file articles of impeachment.
It was scary. Everyone was talking about impeachment because of what Cohn told them, and because of what Eric told them, and because of what I told them, and because of what Melania told them, and because of what Ivanka told them, and because of what Jared told them.
This was different than with Mueller because Cortez was, well...
She was hot.
She was like Cheetah Rivera with subpoena power.
I mean, the president got his wires crossed.
Speaker Ocasio-Cortez is a very treacherous, beautiful, un-American, lovely, dishonest, luscious.
I told the president he should get out of Washington.
80 cities in 40 days, rallies, troop visits.
People called it...
Trump stock.
Trump stock.
Trump stock. Trump stock.
An 80-city rally tour to, in the words of the president, make America more American, or MAMA.
We need to MAMA. I need my MAMA. I need my MAMA. I need MAMA. 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 Who wants a part? George Zimmerman. Bill Cosby. Ted Kaczynski.
Trump stock was when Donald Trump really hit his stride, but in a bad way. Nothing was sacred.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Look at the lying media. They're right there, folks. The lying media right there. If I were you, I'd beat the shit out of them right now. Beat the shit out of them. I'm going to burn this country to the ground, and then I'm going to blow my f***ing brains out. Who said that? Who said that? Not me. Remember, what you're seeing isn't happening.
America will be holding the midterms. Some are calling it the most important election of our lifetimes. Democrats are presently ahead in the polls. President Trump is employing the same winning strategy as of 2016, racism and lying. On the racism front, there's this huge group of immigrants from Honduras who are walking with their children across Mexico. And Trump has brought this group up a couple times.
Democrats want caravans. They like the caravans. You look at what's pouring over in these caravans. I think some bad people started that caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan.
It's going to be an election of the caravan. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We know what you're talking about. You're not being subtle. It's not a dog whistle. That's a dog trombone.
Look, the brown people are coming to steal your jobs and murder your families, if you catch my drift.
And today, Trump kicked it up a notch, hinting there might be even scarier elements hiding in the caravan.
Sadly, it looks like Mexico's police and military are unable to stop the caravan heading to the southern border of the United States. Criminals and unknown Middle Easterners are mixed in. He's just
stuffing all the fears into one burrito of doom.
Look, it's got Hispanics, Middle Easterners, gay spiders, Hillary's emails, Colin Kaepernick, and that one dream where you're naked in eighth grade taking a science test you didn't study for.
He continued,
I have alerted Border Patrol and military that this is a national emergy.
That's scary.
Emerge?
It's an emergy.
Wow.
It's a national emergy, John.
Oh my God, it's an emergy. Oh my God.
We're here in the basement of the FBI building, hunting for witches. We're gonna root them out and take care of business. Let's move.
Oh, God.
Now get your hands off me. Who's touching me?
Get your goddamn hands off me! Don't
What is it?
Oh, shoot the witch!
It's Cannon! He's a witch!
Save? Oh, Kinarifi.
He's under the witch's spell!
Go into the middle of the caravan, take your cameras and search, okay? Search. No. Take your gun. Take your camera. Go into the middle and search. You're going to find MS-13. You're going to find Middle Eastern. You're going to find everything.
You said that you wanted tax cuts by November 1st. Congress isn't even in session.
No,
how's that possible?
Dancing. No. We're putting in a resolution sometime in the next week or a week and a half, 2 weeks.
You think Californians were rioting over the sanctuary cities? Where?
You shouldn't have. Take a look. They want to get out of sanctuary cities. Many places in California want to get out of sanctuary cities.
Right?
Yeah, it is rioting in some cases.
The idea that there was rioting in California against sanctuary cities, that he was going to, in any form, put forth, as he described it, a tax cut for the middle class before November. Remember, Congress is not in session. And this idea that there were unknown Middle Easterners in the middle of the caravan. We have not heard back from the White House on any of those specific topics. Related to the idea of Middle Easterners, there's a conference call that the White House is holding now where they're being pressed on this. But Mike Pence, the vice president, was pressed on this very topic earlier today, where he said it's inconceivable that there aren't people of Middle Eastern descent there among the roughly 7,000 or so individuals who are part of the caravan. But from a 2017 report by the president's own State Department viewing the year 2016, that report said that there was no evidence that any terrorists or terrorist group members had traveled through Mexico to enter the United States. So to this point, it's clear the president is trying to stoke fears. He knows that division can be a winning strategy.
The Democrats don't like being called an angry mob, but really, that's what they've become. They've gone so far left, they can't even believe that they're over there. They don't know what's going on. They're losing it, and they shouldn't be.
Trump is pulling out all the stops for the midterms to try to avoid the impending blue wave. And the reason these midterms feel so tense is that right now, millions of Americans feel their democracy isn't working. Republicans are illegally purging voters and gerrymandering districts. Four justices on the Supreme Court have now been appointed by two presidents who lost the popular vote And the most recent nominee was confirmed by a Senate majority that actually represents fewer Americans than in the Senate minority.
And finally, a solemn day in New York City today at the funeral of former President Donald Trump. Almost no one was out on the streets, save for the large number of white tarps present. None of the former living presidents in attendance, although they were eating lunch together five blocks away. A video President Trump had made before his death was shown at the service.
Hello, America. I did it. I made the future happen. People used to say fascism would never come to America. But then I came along and made it look easy because the Republican Party had laid the groundwork for over 70 years. I didn't take over the party. I just ripped the veil off. Turns out it was a hood. Knowing the American people, and I know them better than you think, believe me, you'll turn me into a monster of history, an inhuman anomaly that won't repeat. You think everything you hate about me will die when I do. Maybe you're right. Maybe you'll look in the mirror and confront the social and economic inequalities that have plagued America since its founding and start building a new world full of empathy, community, peace, and understanding. But boy, does that sound boring. Yuck. I was the president. Can you believe it? Bye-bye.
Thanks for the
songs and skits
this week from
Hoyt, Axton, Red Rover Killer,
and
Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Sarah, Sanders, Rudy, Giuliani,
Kate
Baldwin,
Bill
Cutting,
from
Gang
of New York,
Nicole Wallace,
George W.
Bush,
John
McCain,
Barack Obama,
Anthony Atamanuk, Peter Grose, Kathy Griffin, Stephanie March, Mario Cantone,
from the President,
Hallie
Jackson,
Seth Myers,
and
Daniel Plainview.
From there, I will be.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.